Some Sudanese civil activists say extending the time frame by 2 years to implement the agreement is a positive move, but the signatories need to explain to citizens what went wrong with the initial matrix. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus from Niala town of South Darfur State today, Asad Al-Tahir, a member of the local NGO Community Empowerment for Development, says extending the time frame would have been better if leaders show some commitment to carrying out their promises made in 2020. He says things have only worsened since that time.
Unless there is political stability in the country, extending the implementation of the Juba Peace Agreement will not bring any change. They need to focus on issues which led to the delay of the initial matrix.
Signatories to the deal met in South Sudan last week to revise progress made and agreed to extend the time frame by another 2 years. Al-Tahir blames military leaders for staging the 2021 coup on the civilian-led government.
Unless we put an end to the current military rule and reverse the country towards a true democratic path, there will not be a smooth implementation of the provisions of the Juba Peace Agreement.
Some armed groups that signed the deal sided with the coup leaders and were appointed to top positions, including members of the Sovereign Council and Sudan Cabinet. Maha Somit, a member of the Sudanese Women's Network in Khartoum, says extending the period alone will not solve the country's problems. She says unless parties learn from their previous mistakes, there will be more trouble ahead.
This agreement will also face numerous challenges. The parties to the agreement should have learned how to overcome them at this time. We just need to stick to the path that leads to the establishment of a civilian-led government in Sudan.
Mohammed Abdul Wahab, a member of the Khartoum Resistance Committee, downplayed the new matrix, saying Sudanese are tired of being under military rule.
Sudan expects to witness a true democratic transition, and I hope that God will continue to help us and to see that our country keeps on developing.
Military Commander Mohammed Hamdan Dagalo, leader of the Rapid Support Forces and deputy head of Sudan's Sovereign Council, said he regrets being part of the coup. Dagalo said the political situation in Sudan has worsened and military are unable to address what they thought would be resolved within days or weeks. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum.